it's obviously the first couple of years it was unique, it was special. Now it's just another regular season game. Here on this side of the border, Buffalo Bills fans are more annoyed at the Bills organization for bringing a game to Toronto, one regular season game a year, and occasionally a preseason game. They feel, rightfully so, that they're being slighted. They understand the economics. You know, it's worth $9.7 million per game to the Bills versus roughly $4-4.5 million if it was held at the Ralph. They understand the economics. They understand the regionalism. The team Washington that really makes a very rare appearance here in Western New York, and that game is being taken away from us. Last year, the Bears, you know, another team that doesn't play here a lot, was taken away from us. So on this side of the border, you have resentment. And in Toronto, you know, the hockey season just started. It's Maple Leafs, you know, it's all Maple Leafs all the time. Football is really sort of second fiddle.
Well, what is the original motivation for staging these games? You mentioned regionalism. Is it about expanding the local fan base? Is it about testing the waters for possible expansion, possible relocation?
The Bills will say it's about regionalism. You know, it's about creating a larger fan base. They do get 15 to 20% of their fans from Southern Ontario, just like the Sabres do. They've never said it's for testing the waters for NFL expansion or for relocation. We've always assumed that. I'm not sure that's accurate or not. Only time will tell. These games in Toronto are, in my opinion, a slap in the face.
When we look at the fact that the game is a sellout, Rogers Communication bought the remaining tickets, but leading up to the deadline on Thursday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there were many tickets still remaining, and not just the expensive $400 seats or the $7,000 boxes, but some of the cheap seats as well. This really hasn't been a successful experiment, international games. In fact, can we begin to ask the question if football exports well? It does as a television product. It does as a merchandising product. But as far as a live event, is this something that anyone other than America is going to embrace?
Well, when you talk about Canada, there's already football there, the CFL.
North America, let's say then.
They have tried a couple games occasionally in Mexico, and I guess they've sold. I'm assuming they sold out. I'm not sure the exact particulars about that. The NFL for less few years have had one regular season game in London. There's always been talk of more expansion into London, but the NFL Europe was not a success. They ended up pulling the plug on that after about 4 years. So I tend to think that NFL football, the live experience, is really a North American thing, just like baseball really is a North American thing.
When we look at the National Trust for Historic Preservation, a very successful conference here in Buffalo, what do we take away from this event, Jim? What are the lessons learned, and what is the lasting effect from the conference being held in Western New York this time around?
For a lot of people, it was a wake-up call about what we have here. Sometimes when you live here, you take things for granted. I know I talked to a lot of out-of-towners during the course of the convention. There were things that we just never think of that they were absolutely in love with, like on the west side, the flats and the doubles. I was talking to someone from Kansas City. They don't have housing like that. To them, that was absolutely special. So we have more assets here than I think we want to give ourselves credit for. It goes back to what we've said many times. We've met the enemy. The enemy is ourselves because of our low self-esteem and low self-perception. People outside of the area have a better view of Buffalo than we do. That's one of the takeaways. The other one is this cannot be a one and done. Visit Buffalo Niagara. They have to have an aggressive plan to build off this, to continue to market Buffalo to the cultural tourism world. We're on the radar screen. We got to stay on that radar screen.
And one of the people that found us, or at least one of the organizations that found us on the radar screen, the State School Board Association, having its conference, 92nd annual in Buffalo. This is a conference that will have roughly twice the attendance of the Trust Conference, but is getting about a tenth of the coverage. Why?
Well, it's not as sexy. It's not as sexy as the National Trust. They spent 5 years building up the National Trust. It's more tangible. People get it. You can see the bricks and mortar of the Darren Martin House. School boards, you know, that's different.
Certainly the issues are relevant, though. Yeah, we're facing many of them, especially within the city itself.
Absolutely. Schools are emotional. They also set the tones. There's a very real business and economic base to them. they should not be taken lightly. It's a major coup that Buffalo did get this convention, and a lot of it has to do with the rebuilding of the Buffalo Convention Center, because had that not been renovated last year, we would not have gotten this convention here this year.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.